A very beautiful afternoon to you. Welcome back to the Kenyan Life Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything. My name is Justin Moretti and welcome to Motivation Monday. I've missed you guys. I know we talked last week on Monday and I probably want to switch up things, especially for the Saturday episode that I have not put out in a while due to traffic. Not traffic on the road, traffic on who I'm supposed to bring or not. That's just a matter of planning. But I surely do hope you're well. I surely do hope you're taking care of yourself. As usual, we're here to talk about how life is. You know, we're here to talk about some bit of motivation because we need it at the end of the day. Every week we need something to talk about. And what are we going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about taking a step back. Yes, we're going to take a step back and look at life in general. Because, you know, sometimes we do things on impulse, yeah? Sometimes we do things crazily. We just switch up, click, and say, this is what we're going to do. But no. It takes time. It takes precision. It takes planning. And that is what we mainly, or I mainly, saw as, you know, something that we really need to work on. Especially in Kenya. Because Kenyans, including me, tend to just work on vibes. Work on, let's do this, when we do this, when we do that. But no, Manzi. One thing you have to do first when we're taking a step back, especially financially, is you need to budget for certain things. And we talk about budgeting a lot. And someone once said, in a country where money is really unavailable, how do you save or budget? And that's true. I'd explain it, but again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'll talk about what I initially do. This is what I do. I have a certain amount of money planned for every month. And I'm not saying it's a lot of money. Any money can be planned for. Any money can be budgeted, let's be honest. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is work on a budget. Work on something that we had planned this. So this is what we're going to use this money on. Not just someone saying, it's 20 drinks. Hey, see, we go do this. Oh, see, we go do that. Nah, manzi. Because this thing clicked when I was talking to a friend of mine. And she said something about let's go somewhere. And it's crazy. Because again, I'm not faulting her for trying to put out that we should go somewhere. No, absolutely not. I am just saying some things are really impromptu and they need to be planned for. Impromptu things do not work as great as we initially think it does. Because at the end of the day, yes, they create memories, but then it puts a dent on your pocket. And this is taking a step back financially, because it's key. You have to realize that your money is very important and your well-being depends on a few things, including money. So if you use it anyhow, well, kita umana. If it umanas, you know, it will be a problem for you. The other thing is emotionally, take a step back. Before you work on impulse, especially with friends, let's say something happened. A friend of yours decided to do something that is against what you believe in. And you could say as easily as, I'm going to cut you off. As easily as, I don't want to be your friend anymore. But sometimes you just need to take a step back, listen to their side of the story, understand where they're coming from. And yes, they might have wronged you. But the reality is, who hasn't wronged anyone in this world? We all make mistakes. And as long as they do not decide to do it again, then by all means, they are welcomed to stay in your life. That is just my opinion. And yes, I would also take my own advice because, let's be honest, sometimes there are people who cross you and they're like, I am not doing this. Yeah. The other thing is take a step back with life. Don't plan like you're planning for everything. You're planning for things you cannot even control. What do you mean? It's not possible. You have to realize that there are things we can control. Like, for example, as I said earlier, money, you know, things that we need to, like going somewhere, doing this, doing that. But when it comes to the means of going, especially when it comes to matatus, you cannot plan a matatu. You cannot plan the weather. You cannot plan the sequence of events that are going to happen depending on, you know, this is what you know. But you can prepare for them. Those are two things. Planning and preparing are two different things. You can prepare for something without, in a sense, controlling it. But you cannot plan for something that you know very well. It has to go like this. Absolutely not. Weather cannot work like that. Because today I'm recording, it's a Thursday. Yeah, this is gonna go out next week on Monday. It's a Thursday. It's gloomy, it's rainy, and yesterday was quite hot. It's very weird. Nairobi is acting up, and I don't know why, but okay. I'm not here to complain. I love the weather as it is. I love the change of weather. It gives you a bit of diversity. Yeah, the Kikuyu in me. Diversity. The other thing we can talk about is life in general. Planning with life. I've just talked about planning for like things you cannot control. Don't do that. Planning for life. Plan for things like, I'm gonna get a shoe tomorrow. I'm gonna get a t-shirt tomorrow. I'm gonna do this, do that. Plan for things you can control. That's what I'm from saying, yeah? The other thing you need to take a step back with is, hey, the most important thing, family. Guy, family. The one type, the type of people you cannot choose. They are just chosen for you. You're born into them. And that's the reality. Some family members are not so great. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. And I'm not saying that they're bad or anything. They're just not people you relate to. And that's understandable. But you don't have to initially tell them, by the way, let me tell you, I don't like you. No, just take a step back. Stop associating with them a little bit too much because, you know, maybe it's bothering you. Maybe it's not something you're enjoying. And that's the reality. These things do happen. Let's not act like they don't happen. The other thing is, you need to take a step back when it comes to relationships. You know, you don't need to be hands-on with everybody. You don't need to be hands-on with your girlfriend or with your boyfriend. Let them do their own things because, again, they have a life as well. As long as they're not compromising this particular relationship you're in, please let them live their lives. Because at the end of the day, if you are all dependent on each other and you guys don't have lives outside, what are you doing? Do you know? So please, just learn to take a step back this beautiful week. Learn to understand that life is not as easy as planning a calendar, you know? Because life has unexpected tons of events. And that's the reality. And we have to realize that this being the reality, let's embrace it. Let's be comfortable with it. And I'll say thank you for listening. Acha nijipigie kama kofi kidogo. Very nice, very nice. I'm going to call it an episode. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you listened. And I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for choosing me today. Big fan of yours. Please take care of yourself. Be good, be safe, and be sure to strive to be a better person every single day. Thank you so much. Cheers. Love yourself. What is important is love yourself, right? All right. The end.